The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's the Daily Dish.
So E! News says that Robert Pattinson has been named the world's most beautiful man according to science.
Huh.
I totally agree with this. Seriously, I've always said that about Robert Pattinson. I'm like, he's got such a chiseled look. You know, it was perfect for playing stuff in like Twilight because he had to look kind of perfect looking because he was a fancy vampire.
An easy palette for glitter.
Yeah, no, really. And scientists measured his features using the golden ratio of Beautify. The formula calculates how close a person's face is to perfection, and Robert's face topped the list at 92.15%. And next on the list for a close second is another person that I'm like, heck yeah, I think these men are beautiful. Henry Cavill.
Oh.
Superman.
Yeah, man, look at that. Batman and Superman.
I know.
The most beautiful people now. Ooh,
yeah, and then, of course, you got other people on that list like Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Hugh Jackman, David Beckham. Idris Elba, Kanye West, and Ryan Gosling.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, Kanye's a good-looking guy.
See, I don't know. I don't,
he's very symmetrical. And
symmetrical,
that,
indeed.
So.
I just don't think... And it's Kanye, so I think it's just one of those things where I'm like,
it's about
Kanye,
the face,
though.
It's not about the personality and the soul.
But I'm glad Ryan Gosling's on the list. But I think Zac Efron should be on this list as well.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Fast and Furious looks like they're making another movie. They're up to, what, 9 now?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But Michelle Rodriguez, who's been with them for most of the movies, was talking with MTV International and says that she eventually wants to be in the same movie as Robert Pattinson and play Catwoman.
Oof, oof, oof.
She said, I'd love to be a superhero. I think DC has my favorite superhero, which is Catwoman. I like her because she's bad and good. I'm in the middle when it comes to being good. I'm pretty bad and good, so I would go to the DC route because there aren't a lot of really great female superheroes in general, so I need a little edge, or I can't play. And so Catwoman, I think, is my favorite. But she's not playing Catwoman. It's Zoe Kravitz, or Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Oh, nice. That's really cool.
So she's a good choice.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. But maybe when they make another Batman movie, Michelle Rodriguez could be on that.
And I'm sure they will. Yeah.
We'll wait and see.